you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 1st. Today's word is manifesto, spelled M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T-O. Manifesto is a noun that means a written statement declaring publicly the intentions, motives, or views of its issuer. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Nathaniel Rich. American audacity is the rare example of a collection that coheres into a manifesto. Its essays were published during the last 7 years, many in the New Republic and the Daily Beast, on topics as various as the art of hate mail, Herman Melville's life, and the Boston Marathon bombing. The word manifesto is related to the word manifest, which occurs in English as a noun, verb, and adjective. Of these, the adjective, which means readily perceived by the senses, is oldest, dating to the 14th century. Both manifest and manifesto derive ultimately from the Latin noun manus, meaning hand, and festus, a combining form of uncertain meaning that is also found in the Latin adjective infestus, meaning hostile, an ancestor of the English word infest. Something that is manifest is easy to perceive or recognize, and a manifesto is a statement in which someone makes his or her intentions or views easy for people to ascertain. Perhaps the most well-known statement of this sort is the Communist Manifesto, written in 1848 by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels to outline the platform of the Communist League. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.